house this day on the third Sunday of Advent to prepare our hearts and minds to be touched by the Christ child this morning. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to be moved this day. Good morning.
Morning.
It's good to gather in the Lord's house this day on this third Sunday of Advent. We are blessed by your presence with us this morning, and you are going to be touched this morning by the musicians and the music of Christmas this day. This day is a special day. It is a Sunday known as Gaudet Sunday. And in just a few moments, we'll be lighting the third candle in our Advent wreath, the pink candle this day. This Sunday is a day we're called to prepare our hearts and minds and make a transition to a time of joy. You will be touched by joy this morning. I've already had a wonderful worship service upstairs at 9:30. The Lord blessed us with a beautiful day, and I can't tell you enough how blessed you're going to be this morning by the music that you will hear. As we do gather here this morning, I do want to welcome those who are watching via Facebook Live this morning. We're blessed by your presence and your willingness to join us via Facebook Live this morning. Just a reminder that you also can go after the service is over. And this is one of those services you want to go back and listen to more than once. Starting about Tuesday or Wednesday, you can go to our website and you'll be able to re-listen to the service this morning and be touched by the music again and again during this Advent season. We'll also be distributing this service to those that need CDs or want CDs in our church family, especially our homebound. If you would like a CD copy of the worship service today, please let us know and we'll make sure we get that done for you. As we gather here this morning, first off, many of you will notice, and hopefully maybe you don't notice from Facebook Live, which would be great, but those in our sanctuary can see that we have a new piece addition to our church furniture. I want to do is give a special shout-out to Shannon Huffman and Huffman Sales and Services. They have provided us with protective plexiglass to put on our pulpit this morning, so from now on, you won't see me preaching in a mask. And I know that's not the ideal, but we are protected by this. This was a donation. It was for free for our church. And so what a tremendous blessing. So thank you to Huffman Sales and Services who provided this for us for this coming months and years. Who knows? We don't know how long we'll need it. Hopefully not. But anyway, as we gather here today, I do want to remind you about a couple other things going on in the life of our church. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, church council will meet upstairs in the Truth Seekers classroom. So if you are a ministry team leader, please make sure you come and come to that meeting or have a representative from your team come to that meeting. Following that at 4 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, we will have our December Elon Roundtable meeting. This is a meeting we have every year in December. It is a very important roundtable meeting, and we want you all to come. We need to have at least 25 that form, but we want to make sure you will be there tonight as we talk about the budget for the upcoming year, and we'll vote on that. We'll also hear some discussions about our bylaws and some changes that we'll be making our bylaws in the coming months. So come tonight to hear that as well. You'll also hear updates about the parking lot, updates about the budget, how we're doing this year in 2020, and many other things. So you will not want to miss that. That meeting will be upstairs in the fellowship hall. Socially distance, of course, will spread out in the fellowship hall. Also, make sure you're wearing a mask for that meeting this afternoon. If you haven't joined me already during the season of Advent for a time of Bible study, Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. on Facebook Live, we are doing a study by Adam Hamilton, author and pastor, in a book called Incarnation, as we focus on why Christ came in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh, and how that drastically changed our world. Come out at 6:30 on Facebook Live and join us for that time of discussion. This week we'll be reading chapter 3 in his book. Next Sunday morning, and starting for the foreseeable future, we will only have one Sunday morning worship service. That service will be at 10 o'clock in here in the sanctuary. The Lord bless us with a beautiful day outside today, but the weather's turning cold, if you haven't noticed that already, starting Wednesday. And that's supposed to last for this Christmas season, this season of winter. So, starting next Sunday, the worship service will be at 10 o'clock in the sanctuary each Sunday morning. And you'll hear more about that in the coming weeks as well. As we gather here, if you have not signed up for your for your Christmas Eve service, we want to encourage you to do so as soon as possible. We need you to contact the church office to let us know what service you're coming to. The 4 o'clock service will be an outside worship service, the last one we have outside for a while. Will be an outside worship service, drive-in style, upstairs in the upper parking lot. The 6 o'clock worship service will be down here in the sanctuary. So please contact the church office as soon as possible to let us know which service you're coming to, how many family members are coming, so we can prepare accordingly for that Christmas Eve communion service. I also want to remind you, if you're putting your Christmas cards here at the church for people to pick up, the deadline to bring those Christmas cards in is next Sunday. And there are boxes upstairs in the fellowship hall. As you leave worship today, go upstairs and check and see if you've got any Christmas cards upstairs. But next Sunday is the deadline to get those cards in, and we want you to come pick them up. So please come next week. Come next Sunday. And the days after, you can come by the church office Monday through Thursday of Christmas week to pick up your Christmas cards that many of our church members have placed in your box this Christmas season. Finally, and last but not least, I told the outside worship service I don't get to preach today, so I'm going to talk a lot in the beginning, and then I'm going to turn it over to all the musicians. But last but not least, I need to say thank you. Thank you for your support of the Salvation Army this Christmas season. You touched the community this season with all the gifts that we were able to collect last Sunday. We had 2 carloads full of toys and items for the Forgotten Angels. All 10 of the angels that were taken off the tree, all those items got returned, so those 10 angels were adopted. Also, we raised over $900 for the Salvation Army to use to buy $40 gift cards to assist with seniors in our community this Advent season. What a wonderful way of showing Christ's love this Christmas season. So thank you for your support of the Salvation Army. Thank you for your support of those less fortunate this Advent season. Now, I hope you're prepared to be moved by the Word of God, be moved by God's Word through song and through music this morning. You are going to be blessed.
Our first hymn this morning is a well-beloved hymn, Emmanuel. Let's stand and let's worship together.
Reflect on those words from Scripture from the New Testament. We were told thousands of years ago in the prophets of the coming of Christ and also how he would change the world. So this morning, as we go to the Lord in prayer, may we be reminded that thousands of years ago, the story was told. Let us pray. Father, we count it mere days now. Soon the first pains of labor will be felt. Soon the light will shine in the darkness. Soon the baby will be born. Soon God will once again break into our lives, coming in a way that is expected yet unusual, challenging our expectations and calling us to see life differently. God of birth, God of light, in this time of song and prayer and silence, reawaken in us in the awe of Christmas this Advent season. Remind us that we are called to respond to you in unexpected ways, just as the shepherds did that night. And when we leave this place today, may we be willing to take that message, to sing praises for a young woman who with faith followed your will and the birth that we prepare to celebrate in just a few weeks. Amen.
We're going to sing the first and last stanza of the First Noel, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing the First and Last Stanza. Let's stand and worship together.
Thank you.
61. Not just that Christ would come, the Lord would come, the Messiah would come, but the difference that he would make in the world. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty, instead of ashes, the oil of gladness, instead of mourning, and a garment of praise, instead of a spirit of despair, they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. In my faithfulness, I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people that the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the Sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all the nations.
Our next hymn this morning is Away in the Manger. We'll sing the first and last stanzas.
Thank you.
neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was open and his tongue was loose, and he began to speak, praising God. The neighbors were all filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. "What then is this child going to be?" But someone who would proclaim Jesus Christ, the Messiah, our Lord.
Our auditory hymn this morning is "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear." We'll sing the first and last stanza.
that your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you
told it. John the Baptist spoke of it. Our musicians and our singers proclaimed it today. We can give thanks that we know that the message that they brought. Let us give a round of applause for our musicians and our singers today. Okay, if you'll join me up here as well. This young lady has been working hard the past months to put this singing and this opportunity, this celebration of music together. It's not been like any other type of service that you put together, but we can give thanks for her hard work this season. Let's have a round of applause. Jay, thank you for your hard work. I've seen behind the scenes of everything that has taken place and the adjustments that have had been made in this time. We give thanks for the opportunity to serve God, and that is what she has done this Advent season. As we leave this place today, the question is, what do we do? What is our job? It has been proclaimed for thousands of years. It was proclaimed in his time. It is proclaimed in this place today. What are you going to do to proclaim it this day? Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we give you thanks for the opportunity and the challenge that it is to proclaim that Jesus Christ has been born. It has been proclaimed in this place today by word, by song, by music playing. And Father, what can we do with it? What are we challenged to do with it? Father, we hope that this day that you have been touched by this singing, by this music playing. We hope that those that have gathered here in this place today and that those that are listening today have been touched by music. But what are we called to do? What are we challenged to do? That is the ultimate challenge this season of Advent, this third Sunday of Advent, this celebration of Christmas. What are we called to do? What are we taking with it? We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today, maybe you've been touched for the very first time by the story of Christ in music. Maybe today, while you're sitting at home this morning, that you've been touched for the very first time. If that is the case today, I want to challenge you not to put it off, not to wait and just say, maybe another day. Maybe today is that day. I'll be down front this morning. If you're listening home and that's your case today, contact me this week at First Baptist Elon and let me talk to you about the greatest message, the greatest gift that has ever been brought. Or maybe today you recognize that, you know what, maybe this church family is the church family that I've been waiting for. Maybe this is the place that I know that I can proclaim the message. Come down front. Contact me this week. Join our church family. Or maybe just today, in the midst of everything that the world has brought to you, that today you recognize that He is doing something special, that He is doing something different this day. Don't put it off. Come down to His altar. Lift it to Him. I'll pray with you if that's what you would want. Live this day. Let us proclaim it as we go. If you would, stand with us and sing our closing hymn, the hymn of invitation. And may you make the decision that Christ would have you make this morning. Let us stand. Thank you.